CBD Revolution. The world is discovering CBD and its potential for numerous health benefits. Hemp Fusion Wellness is the premier company looking at CBD with a whole food perspective. For the highest quality CBD oils and products for stress, sleep, energy, and topicals, it's Hemp Fusion. This CBD Revolution highlight has been brought to you by Hemp Fusion Wellness, U.S. trading symbol CBDHF, and in Canada, CBD.U. Web address, hempfusion.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Simon Constable of Barron's and Forbes and the Wall Street Journal and other distinguished publications. He's in Edinburgh, Scotland. We've examined the immediate area around Edinburgh and then all of the British Isles. But now we turn to a headline from Reuters. Brent dips after topping $80 a barrel, highest since 2018. This is Brent crude. This points the way towards a demand on commodities everywhere. So first, about energy prices. You mentioned that natural gas is expensive. Brent is now more expensive, more dear. What about the other commodities? Are we seeing a spike from demand, from supply chain shortages? Can we tell, Simon?
I think this is a combination of restricted supply because a lot of companies that are producing these minerals, these energy minerals and other things like foodstuffs, a lot of the people that are producing those aren't getting back to work in quite the full way that they were. And at the same time, industry is wanting to power up its plants in a way that is similar to what was happening before. And that seems like a disconnect, but I know those industries that can operate have huge demand for energy and for other things. So it's this, basically you've got supply and demand not in alignment. It would be a completely different situation if the supplies were suitable for the current demand. It's just demand is outstripping supply.
Let's go to China. China is right now gripped by headlines that are not that different from what we're seeing in Europe. Energy, but China's energy supplies depend upon coal imports and their own soft coal, which is not desirable. The coal imports have been reduced by more than 98% from Australia, but we were told that China was making up for that political decision by importing from India and South Korea, not enough for rolling blackouts. You've reported on China recently for Forbes, Simon, and you say that there are indicators across China of a weakness in the economy. This is integrated into the global economy, so we're looking ahead 3, 6, 9 months. What indicators tell us that China's weakening?
Well, this is very interesting. You know, there's an old joke that America runs on Dunkin' Donuts. Well, China runs on steel. It produces slightly more than half the world's steel, so a little over a billion tons a year, which is a heck of a lot of steel. And it's the only one of the top 10 producers that's seen its production of steel fall. Now, regardless of why that is, and part of the story is definitely that they want to stop emissions because it's not good for the environment, but regardless of that, there's not much of China that doesn't rely on steel. So you've got the construction industry, you've got the manufacturing industry, and you're basically, when you take those two into account, what's left is kind of tiny. So that bit of the economy is shrinking. And that's not good. It was down double digits, 13% in August, which is quite a lot. And every other country in the top 10 has seen substantial gains in its steel output, including some very high double-digit gains from places like America. So it's not looking good for China. I think that's going to be a bit of a problem. And then you've got the coal shortage. Now, you need coal to produce steel, and you need coal to produce electricity. So you got a big problem coming up in China at the moment.
And the Chinese economy, I mean, it's a larger story that has been part of political conversation for these last years and will continue. But can you see China's weakness in Scotland? Can you see it in England? Is it contributing to the shortages on the shelves? I'm trying to make a distinction between shortages at the quay or the dockside in the British Isles and in Europe, and the supply chain disruptions in China by the virus, by politics, by energy turnoff, by now closing down their manufacturing centers in 10 provinces. Can you tell yet, Simon? Because China is Christmas for much of the developed world.
So far, no, we can't tell that. I think that will become apparent over the next few weeks. What we do know is that ports, including the port of Long Beach, California, the largest port in America, you're seeing backup of container ships. They're not able to get through. So even if there is a shortage in China, it's hard to distinguish what's been going on, in China manufacturing wise versus what's being caused by the backup in the dealing with the containers coming through the ports. So I think that will be the same in Europe, all over Europe, regardless of whether it's Scotland or Amsterdam or Germany.
You mentioned Germany. Olaf Scholz, the winner of the German horse race so far, it's a coalition building, is blaming Brexit for everything, including problems about food prices. I see food prices spiking here. You've reported that food prices are up in Scotland. Are we seeing commodity prices peaking, or have they backed off since the shortages and the poor harvest?
We've seen a little bit of a back off for particularly coffee, which is something I run on coffee in the morning. At least I need to have at least one cup of coffee in the morning. The prices for wholesale coffee have come back a bit from their peak. So it's a little below $2 now. I would expect that to go back up again. I expect another poor harvest in Brazil. And we don't see any resolution of what's going on in Vietnam, which is the other major producer of coffee beans in the world. And that was all to do with, again, the ports being clogged up, trying to get the stuff out of Vietnam. So they're growing it fine. It just can't go anywhere. I would expect coffee prices to go up yet again. And I think you're going to see that with a lot of other things too. We've seen wild weather these last few months, and we're likely to see it the next few months as well, which won't be good for the crops. It won't be predictable.
Simon Constable, he is in Edinburgh. The COP26, the meeting on global climate change, is coming to Scotland, coming to Glasgow in a few weeks' time, and Simon will be watching that, because one of the explanations for all of these disruptions is the disruption of climate and what is to be done. Simon Constable, this is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.